administrative portion of our meeting. There's nothing on consent, and just one discussion matter, and that is our 2024 year-end consumer report. And Stacy's grabbing a mic. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. You don't want to stay for my report? No. Good morning, commissioners. It is that time of the year again where I present to you the public comment annual report for the previous year. So this would be for 2024 calendar year. You should have a report in front of you. And I will just kind of walk you through some of the highlights and feel free to ask me any questions that you have. The first page, which is actually page 2, is a summary of all contacts recorded. And just a reminder, this includes informal complaints, public input for cases, information requests, general comments, and referrals to other agencies. This does not include any formal cases that would be docketed. So this does not include formal cases. So sometimes people get confused by that. So we have a whole other group of docketed cases that is separate from this. So if you look at the 2024 column, just going down the list, we had 9 for abandoned mine lands, 2 for auctions, that'll start to drop off, obviously, 1 for common pipeline carriers, 1 for damage prevention. Reminder, once again, this is not formal cases, so damage prevention, of course, had a lot more formal cases. 155 for electric utilities. I did pull out, because I was curious, because we had the Otter Tail electric rate case, there were 12 comments recorded in that category for the Otter Tail electric rate case, so not very many out of that category, but we had 1 for gas pipeline safety, 82 for gas utilities, and I pulled out the rate cases there too, just out of curiosity. There were 66 related to the MDU gas rate case, and 5 for the Excel gas rate case as part of that category. We had 0 for grain, where, as you can see, that is going to drop off finally next year. We won't have a 5-year history for that anymore. Railroad safety, 21. Reclamation, 3. Siting, 105. And I pulled out that 80 of those were related to the Summit CO2 pipeline case. So the majority related to that case under siting. 49 telecommunications, 169 weights and measures, and then 291 referrals. So 889 total contacts recorded for the past year, which in comparison to the previous years is very similar. As you can see, we ebb and flow up and down a little bit depending on cases that we have, but certainly in line with a 5-year history. I was also just curious about public input for the cases. I mentioned some of them, so I just pulled them out, but I think I mentioned, because it seemed like we had a lot of cases going on this year. So 12 of them were the Otter Tail electric case, 5 for the Excel gas rate case, 66 for the MDU gas rate case, 80 for Summit, 5 for Harmony Solar, 21 for Oliver Wind, and then the rest was just like 1 or 2 comments for other siting cases. So just kind of interesting refresher of what happened in the last year.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
So those numbers that you just gave are included in the total?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. But there's more. So like gas utility, like I said, would be 66 and 5 related to the rate case, but then it might include somebody called because their gas bill wasn't right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So there, that's why I thought it was kind of interesting just to pull out the numbers specific to some of the cases. Is there any questions? I'm going to stop there and let you guys ask questions.
Stacy, just to clarify, auction is probably going to be like grain from the standpoint of when we, because that program is now over at Secretary of State. When we get calls for auction, we're probably tracking any of those calls under the offsite referral.
Yeah.
Correct? Not
They mostly auction. Should be referrals.
Okay.
So it's all under the discretion of the person who puts it in. Mm-hmm. So if they answer a question about the auction program, then they might put it in as a general comment or information request. But yes, those should significantly drop off now and mostly be referrals. Weights and Measures always has kind of a larger number. Those are mostly related to when they send out their compliance letters. Mm-hmm. They send out letters telling the people who have scales who are not in compliance that they're not in compliance, and then they get a ton of phone calls and emails. Hey, I didn't know this, or hey, I fixed this, and you got to change it. You know, so when I look at the records, that's what spurs their large number of inquiries. More questions?
Do you recall what the big spike was on Weights and Measures in 2022? Is it just one anomaly?
Yeah, I have
year,
a footnote or? There. It says 187 of those were related to non-compliance. I didn't look back to see what the other like half of those were. We must have discussed it then, but it looks like a large number of them once again were. I'm not a Weights and Measures expert, but I don't know if they do those like at the same time every year, if there's certain times that they decide to do those. Or...
Seems like we're back to mm-hmm. kind of the norm. So
yeah.
Well, I appreciate everyone who takes these calls and documents because it's... Yeah, a good record for us to have.
Yes, and once again, if any of the other divisions are listening, I appreciate when you guys put stuff in, and please encourage your staff members to keep doing it because it's very helpful to get a full picture of what's going on and what kind of contacts we're getting.
Well, again, I'm just going to say, based on some legislation, this is going to be a good documentation for us to demonstrate public input. Mm-hmm. The many formats we have.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have. Thank you. Job well done.
Yeah.
One thing I just can't help noticing is looking through. And I don't know what it reminds me of the most, either the misunderstanding of what we do with such a non-specific term like public service, or if it's how frustrated people are with lack of ability to get answers. But I mean, we're getting calls on school refunds, campaign contributions, how to hook up their TV, things like that. You know, and it makes me wonder. So,
I like the advice on how to hook up my
TV. I might not be the best person to ask, though. Plug it in.
I'm so glad be married to a wise IT person.
If you guys want to turn to page 3, I'll go over the specific complaint stats too. So I like to pull out the informal complaints that we had against the companies that we regulate, and once again do a 5-year history so we get a good idea of how they're standing. So you'll see there that we had 35 for CenturyLink, Dakota Natural Gas 0, MDU 10, Otter Tail 6, and Excel 39. And if you look at the 5-year histories, they're all very much in line. Excel's is up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I did look back to try and pinpoint any reason, and I wasn't seeing any specific reason. There continues to be more disconnect-related calls, I think, and that might just be a sign of the... economy, the times that we're living in. There was some related to smart meters and their implementation of the new smart meters. Not a lot, but some. But we obviously haven't had those before. And just, billing type issues. But there wasn't anything that stuck out to me as unusual. But their numbers are up a little bit. But I don't know. When you think about 39 in a year... I don't know how many customers they have in North Dakota, but it's not an alarming number to me. CenturyLink's continue to be about the same. theirs are almost all related to outages, like in the past. So those always concern me more than I just think my bill is wrong type of complaints. These are people who are without service. Almost all of them are related to outages and continue to be. But
Stacy, can you just walk through for me what, like by definition, what is an informal complaint? Like what kind of rises to that level?
So anything that somebody calls me with just starts out as an informal complaint. Okay. What if it's against a company that we regulate? And I use disconnects as an example because it doesn't mean that the company is necessarily doing anything wrong because they're doing everything exactly how they're supposed to be. But if the customer is complaining, it's a complaint. But it's an informal complaint. I've only had a couple instances, maybe a handful in my time here, that I've pushed it up to a formal complaint. But if I recognize something that I think an actual law or rule is being broken, then I can push it up to the division to see if it is a formal complaint. Mm-hmm. We have had a couple against CenturyLink in the past. Seems like there was one with MDU or something. I can't remember right now. Maybe not. I don't know. But it's very rare. Most of the siting-related complaints that come in, I bump over to PUD automatically because they have analysts that work specifically on those cases and know how to recognize those. But
yeah. And would you say that most of these are resolved fairly timely? Like they don't linger and become a formal?
Yes, for the most part. Yeah. Yes. CenturyLink outages continue to be very lengthy at times. Mm-hmm. The electric and gas companies, though, they're usually resolved pretty quickly. Once again, they're usually instances of billing errors or account errors or disconnects, which, once again, it's just a matter of kind of being a go-between and getting the best result you can. But it doesn't mean that the person's not going to get disconnected if it's set to be that. But just making sure that they have a contact within the company to work with, that they're able to get the best help that they can.
Just to... kudos to that. I like on the monthly report, like the closure, it's the detail on it. And it's very good. So when we're out and we hear something, it kind of gives us a framework of the protocol that they use.
Yeah.
So it's good. So I like the detail in the monthly report. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And sometimes you'll see that those are empty. It's because it wasn't closed within that month. So if you want to go back into the system at any point and look at that, you certainly can. But if the closure is empty, that means it hasn't been closed yet. Right. I'm still working on it. But yeah, I've encouraged other staff members to make that more complete too, because sometimes I see that they put in like resolved or something, just like with no details. So I have, you know, mentioned that you guys really like those details and to make sure that the closures reflect exactly what happened.
Yep.
It's good for our records too, if we have to go back and remember what happened.
Yep. Well, it's good. So thank you for the work there.
Yeah. The other pages are just for your information. So this is the raw data that this is pulled by. And the first part of it separates it by subject or by jurisdiction. And then the second part separates it by company. So if you're curious about every single thing that came in about Otter Tail, you can look that up. And then the back part is all the referrals, which once again is just kind of interesting to look through and see what kind of referral calls we're getting. Yeah, continues to be busy.
This is great, Stacy. Thank you. I appreciate this annual report, and like Sherry said, the monthly one too that we get, I think, is very helpful as well.
In past years, we have done a news release in conjunction. Would you like one? As a portfolio holder?
Okay. Sure.
Yep. I can work on putting something together.
Yep. That'd be great.
Okay. Any other questions?
I don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. anything else to add to discussion?
Nope.
Anything else? Anything for scheduling?
Nope.
Okay. We are adjourned.